This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Tampa Bay beat the Twins yesterday 4-2, scoring all the runs they needed in a four-run third inning. Starting and losing pitcher Simeon Woods Richardson worked into the fifth and was pretty good overall, according to manager Derek Shelton.
Battled the one inning, they got all four runs. He was able to settle back down, but the big inning hurt us today.
Brooks Lee hit a two-run homer in the seventh. Minnesota returns home tonight to open a three-game series against Seattle. The Twins have now dropped 9 of 10. The AAA Saints beat Indianapolis yesterday 3-1. The Gophers beat Northwestern 7-2 yesterday. Gopher softball lost to Wisconsin yesterday 5-3. The Wolves can close out their best-of-seven playoff series against Denver if they can get a win tonight in Colorado. Minnesota got a huge win in Game 4 on Saturday night in Minneapolis to go up 3-1. Iota Sumu came off the bench to score 43 points. His teammate is Naz Reid.
I played against Io AAU so many years, but I haven't got a chance to see him at the NBA level because he was on the East. But yeah, I didn't know I was this good. I know he was really talented, but I didn't know he was this good. But you know, kudos to the work that he puts in. Shout out to him for getting a career high. He helps us tremendously, offensively and defensively. Defensively, he's one of the Turbo Bros. That's what they call each other. So. Shout out Io.
Tonight's game tips at 9:30. The Lynx have an exhibition game tonight in Kansas City, taking on the Nigerian national team. The Vikings wrapped up their draft over the weekend. They selected 9 players in total. That includes Cincinnati linebacker Jake Golday, a second rounder. He says he's looking forward to playing for defensive coordinator Brian Flores.
We got a good little minute to talk. We had like a big defensive meeting when I got there on my 30 visit, and then he got to sit in with me while I was meeting with the linebackers, coaches, and everything like that. So I got a good talk with them and everything. And just like the culture and everything that he's trying to get done, I'm super excited just to get there and get to work.
And in hockey, the Wild play Game 5 in Dallas tomorrow night. That series tied 2-2. This is MNN Sports.